30 years ago on this program, we introduced listeners to two boys from Chicago.
My name's Lee Allen Jones, and I'm 13 years old.
This is Lloyd Newman, and I'm 14 years old.
With tape recorders in hand, those two spent a week talking to their neighbors, friends, family members, teachers, anyone they ran into, really, documenting their lives in and around the Ida B. Wells housing project in the south side of Chicago.
Along with producer Dave Isay, Lloyd and Lee Allen created a radio documentary called Ghetto Life 101.
Good morning, day one. Walking to school, leaving out your door.
The format, which now is everywhere, was perhaps the first ever radio diary-style documentary produced for public radio.
This is my dog, Ferocious. You know why he got that name if you hear him bark.
Listeners took notice. NPR was flooded with notes and calls.
Let me describe Lloyd. Lloyd is a short. He weighs about 75 pounds. Got a head like a Martian.
All right, now let me talk about Lee Allen. His belly take up his whole body.
Like your head take up yours.
The Philadelphia Inquirer called Ghetto Life a remarkable driveway moment. The New York Times said the two young journalists had, quote, squeezed magic from the streets of their struggling Southside neighborhood.
There go the bus. Yeah, let's go. Hold that bus!
Lloyd and Lee Allen won a string of journalism awards for Ghetto Life 101. They became the youngest broadcasters ever to win a Peabody Award.
Well, I am afraid that we have some sad news. Lloyd Newman died on Wednesday from sickle cell disease after falling into a coma 7 months ago. He was 43 years old.
After completing the documentary at age 14, Lloyd worked with Lee Allen on an investigation of a death in his neighborhood, as well as the book Our America. In recent years, Lloyd Newman worked at the DeKalb Public Library in Illinois. It was a job he truly loved.
Dave Isay, founder of StoryCorps, said that in many ways, it never would have started without Ghetto Life 101. He told us that Lloyd was a member of his family.
He was whip smart, street smart, with a huge heart and a shy smile. He lived through more in his first dozen years than most people live in a lifetime.
Lloyd Newman, you will always be a part of the public radio family.